Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
The Lego Movie debuted in first place at the box office with a whopping 69.1 million in ticket sales. George Clooney's The Monuments Men opened in second with 22.7 million. And after 3 weeks at number 1, Ride Along slipped to third place with $9.4 million.
Number 4.
Miley Cyrus kicks off her Bangers tour in Vancouver Friday night, and she thinks it's a great idea for parents to bring their kids because it's an educational opportunity. Miley said people are taught to look at things so black and white, especially in small towns. I'm excited to take this tour to places where art like this wouldn't be accepted.
Number 3.
Justin Theroux was especially close to Philip Seymour Hoffman and was visibly distraught at his wake and funeral last week. So you'd think his fiance of 18 months would want to be there to support him. But Jennifer Aniston was noticeably absent, and Radar Online noted that the couple has not been photographed together since late December.
Number 2.
Looks like whatever's going on between Rihanna and Drake is on again. The two of them were seen leaving a club in West Hollywood Friday night. They actually left seconds apart from each other but got into the same car, so no one was fooled on that.
Number 1.
Shia LaBeouf stirring things up in Berlin over the weekend. At a press conference for his new movie, Nymphomaniac, Shia showed up looking a bit disheveled and he was missing a bottom tooth. He responded to a reporter's question with, "When the seagulls follow the trawler, it's because they think sardines will be thrown into the sea." And with that, he got up and left the room. About an hour later, Shia showed up for the red carpet wearing a tuxedo and a bag over his head with "I am not famous anymore" written on the front. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.